It's not often if you're driving around country Victoria or New South Wales or Queensland that you see swaggies these days. In a former life, when I used to work in central New South Wales and spend a lot of time driving, there were a couple that you would see from time to time wandering the highways of New South Wales central west. But I don't get around as much anymore. And where I do get around, you don't see people wandering along the road. But I met someone yesterday who has been doing this for many years. His name is Grant Catteray, although he also goes by John. John came into the studio yesterday, and naturally enough, I started by asking John how long he'd been travelling for.
I've been on, except for 3 months when I looked after my dad, I've been on the road 36 and a bit years.
36 years
you've been travelling. The first six or so years, I did take an occasional lift.
But since then?
It's been walking.
Walking. Everywhere.
I just wave everyone on.
What started you walking?
Oh, I did a few years in the bank and then just quit and then took a bit of a holiday. It was only supposed to be 3 months and I spent a couple of years just putting off deciding what to do. And then I was just scraping by and just kept, well, this is all right, I'm scraping by, kept going.
So the holiday you had, you just decided to go for a walk on that holiday?
I sort of hitchhiked around Australia.
Okay.
And got back to the East Coast and just kept moving around, not deciding what to do. It's cheaper to keep moving.
And you've been pretty much on the road ever since, aside from that short
months,
period
yep.
that you were there. Tell me what it's like and do you have a daily plan that you're going to get so far or do you just go where the mood takes you?
Where the mood takes me. Most days I walk most of the day. Oh, well, I do a little, have a little wander and then have a sit down and then do a little bit more, carry a bit of reading. And some days you might find a nice spot so you stop.
Mm.
And then the weather steps in sometimes.
When you say you might find a nice spot and stop, you're talking about a couple of days or a couple of hours?
For that night.
For that night.
I always move on the next day.
Always?
Oh, well, I'm stayed at my sister's for a week and there's some people who live near the place called Gray's End up near the Queensland border. I'll stay for a few days.
Right. How far and wide have you travelled and do you usually travel?
Well, I do 15, 25 k's a day. Add that up. In the early days, I was doing pushing for 30, 40 k's in the summer.
Mm.
I don't hurry so much these days.
Over how wide an area?
Up into southern Queensland, around Toowoomba or Warwick, depending on time of year, down to here, out towards Horsham. Last year I went up to Cobar and then back through Dubbo and up to Newell for a fair while.
Mm.
And then I come down through Bathurst and Orange.
So as you travel those roads, what do you got with you? What are you carrying? Do you have a trolley that you take?
No, I got a backpack.
Mm.
I'll have to do something about that soon. And I got a shoulder bag of handmade from a sack.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some bag on the other shoulder that I picked up somewhere. Another Hessian bag.
And you're carrying...
Used potato sacks.
Right. You're effectively carrying all your worldly possessions.
Yep. A bit extra up till now because I've had about six bottles of water during the hot weather.
Mm.
That I'll be cut down to about two now.
And you're able to find, in the cooler weather, find water along the way as you go.
Every dam and creek and whatever, yeah. Got to have a bit of colour sometimes, but... And some are a bit stocky, but...
Tell me about... Because I reckon, for people listening to this, the idea that they would carry their life on their back and that they would walk and they would always move and that they would never stop for very long would be quite confronting for a lot of people to consider that, as opposed to their life in a house with their possessions in shelves or cupboards and the things that are there. Tell me how you get by as you do this.
As I walk along the road... There's always a bit of rubbish on the roadside, sometimes a bit of food. On main highways, I'll pick up anything up to half a dozen coins a day. A few dollars here and there. The more coins you pick up, it seems to stay the same amount. You only pick up one or two coins, it'll be a gold coin. If you pick up a dozen coins, it'll be the silver.
So you end up with a bit of money at the end of the day.
Yeah, and hit town. Mainly, I start buying noodles and baked beans and spaghetti. Supermarket brand, it only takes a couple of dollars and you fill in, especially noodles, fill up the bag.
Mm.
Yeah, you just soak them in a can, a cup at night, cold water.
Right. So.
And people give me food as a. I get recognised occasionally, and others just don't know what I'm doing, but they give me something anyway.
I want to ask you about people's reactions. I'll do that in a minute. But as you're travelling along and you're collecting this bit of money and you're eating as well, what you find if it's able to be eaten?
Main highways, you often see these McDonald bags and whatever. I always tap them with my foot. There's a lot. Sometimes, more often than not, they haven't eaten a packet of chips or whatever, that little container of chips or whatever.
Mm.
Fresh enough, you could eat them.
It sort of points as well to the fact that we're a wasteful society.
Oh, yeah.
If you can carve a living out of just walking.
Jeans I'm wearing come from the roadside. I just bought a pair of shoes down the op shop, but I had an odd pair on that before that.
Mm.
One of them was picked up from the roadside. Never seem to find a pair of shoes on the road, so it's just the one.
and hopefully the right size?
Yeah, I'm a big size, 11.
At some point you find a couple that are in similar condition, even if they don't match?
Yeah, I'll find a good one. I'll just stick it in the bag for a spare. I seem to wear for the heels.
Do you ever want for anything, John?
No. May have once, but don't worry me now.
When you see people driving past in flash cars...
Never learnt to drive.
Okay, but they obviously have... Maybe not a lot of money, but they have possessions. They have the trappings of what everyone considers a normal life. Do you ever find yourself wanting that at all?
No. Got a little radio, so as long as I got batteries for that and I got something to read.
Did you ever want the normal life?
Don't know. What's normal?
Yeah, well, that's true. That is a good point. But I just wonder that the suburban life, you know, the people talk about as the great Australian dream. I just wonder if you ever did want it.
No, the years in the bank, I was just earning money and having a good time, and I had no real ambition to be an accountant or manager, so I just ready to move and no real ambition to be anything particular. So.
What do people say when they meet you and they realise that you're a modern-day swaggy?
What, to my face or what they think?
Well, let's start with what they say to your face. What do they say to your face?
It's just, you sure you don't want to help? No. Don't want to lift? No. You all right? Yeah, I'm going well.
That sounds like most people are nice. I imagine everyone's nice.
Yeah. Oh, I had a bottle thrown at me about 3 weeks ago.
What, from a passing car?
Yeah. Sprayed me with broken glass when it smashed in front of me. But that's nothing like that since I can remember, for a while.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, the safety. You
don't sound worry
like
about it.
Yeah, sounds like you feel quite safe.
Well, I don't think about it, so don't worry.
Mm.
In 36 years, I've said, I've twice had a bag stolen, so that's pretty good going. Just left it. Left one outside near a toilet and I saw some kids running off of that.
Mm.
And the other one, I turned me back and it's gone, so.
Where's your favourite place to go? Do you have one?
No. Oh, Hay Plains, all right. Nice and flat and you can't...
the Hay Plain is very flat, it's very long, it's very dry as well.
Yeah, not many trees in some parts.
Yeah, not a lot of shade there on a hot day.
See a tree in the distance and get down, and the shade's a lot worse than you think it is.
Why is the Hay Plain a favourite?
Oh, I just like the open spaces.
Hmm.
But then I don't mind going up over the hills. I crisscrossed the divide between Newcastle and Ballina a few times.
Hmm.
I've done most of the crossings.
There's some pretty rugged country through there.
Yeah, some steep climbs too, coming from the coast.
Hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Diego Mountains is a good one.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. I've done that a couple of times on motorcycles and in a car.
Coming down, you get to a couple of bends and you go look around the bend to see if something's coming at you.
Yeah, it's daunting enough in a motor vehicle, let alone walking. How long would it take you to walk something like that?
On the mountain itself, I time it, I'd stop camp just below some little place and then it takes me a day to get to near the top, over the top. instead of being courting on the side during the dark.
Tell me, John, as you're doing this and you're travelling along, if people are talking with you, do you ever work? Does anyone ever offer you work, you know, maybe on a farm or something, need a bit of stuff done?
First few years I did a couple of odd jobs if it found me. But I haven't worried about it since. Sooner or later I'll find what I need. Just got to keep pushing. As long as you're moving, you'll still get there. If you sit on a tree, you won't find anything for all day.
Mm. As part of this, and your sister is here today with us and sitting out in the production booth listening, but as part of this, you didn't contact your family, or you weren't in contact with your
Lost
family
contact,
for,
yeah.
for a long time. How long was that?
We were put in contact, back in contact, about 19 years.
Mm.
But I had found my brother's address in the phone book, and I wrote a letter a couple of years before that telling him I was alive.
Yeah.
If he was my brother, there was just some initials in the phone book.
So you took a guess?
Well, it's not a common name, the surname, Cataway.
Hmm. And you've since re-established contact with your family?
Then back down here to see my sister and brother, and then my mother, she says it's 11 months since I was last here. So it's 11 to 15 months it takes to do the circuit.
Hmm.
My mum gets a full-length letter every month, and on alternating months, I'm now sending my brother or sister a sort of a note, condensed version of the full letter.
Right, to let them know that you're still on the road, roughly where you are and...
what's happened in the previous month.
Mm.
It's like bit of a diary.
Why were you out of contact for so long? Was it on purpose, or was it sort of accidental?
First few years, I'm a young bloke, and you're going to do something tomorrow, and then suddenly a month, 2 months, 3 months has gone by, and they moved. My mum's remarried, and Dad's no longer in Melbourne, so the surname's gone.
Mm.
And my sister, I knew she had an Italian-sounding surname in the marriage. I wasn't totally sure of that one either. Knew his first name.
So you lost touch, and then it was very hard to re-establish.
Yeah, and I'm not on computer or anything like that to chase things up.
Mm.
I wouldn't know how to work anything like that nowadays.
The transistor, yeah. We're talking with John Cataray, who's been on the road for 36 years. He's what many people would regard these days as a modern-day swagman. Tell me this, John. Are there many other people out doing what you're doing?
I haven't met anyone in the last 5 or so years. But there was a few people on the road previously I bumped into.
What's that like? What was that like?
We all seemed to be loners. So we just say hello, what you're doing, and then move off in whatever direction.
It's a sort of a 5-10 minute conversation and then you keep going.
Yeah. Oh, there's different sorts of people. Someone I ran into had his stuff loaded on a push bike. And he was camped, so I just said, hello. What you doing, and then tell me his back gave out. That's why he got the push bike. That was 10 or so years ago. There was someone who had a little push cart.
Mm-hmm.
He'd started on charity walks and got it in his blood and kept moving for about 8 months a year or something, he told me.
From doing a charity walk?
From doing a few charity walks or something.
Yeah, and then becoming a full-time walker.
Oh, 8 months a year, I think he told me.
8 months a year.
Some of them don't like the cold weather.
Yeah. Well, you head to Queensland. I assume you head to Queensland.
Don't worry about the seasons.
Doesn't matter. You just do the circuit and keep moving. How do you plan where you're going, or do you?
From here, after seeing my mother, I'll head north, and the plan is to get into southern Queensland, but I can twist and turn and zig and zag. So I'll stick to a main road sometimes for a while, but then... I'm doing well and feeling a bit wealthy, so I'll try that road. As long as I know it's going to come out somewhere else. I know the main roads nowadays.
Mm. Yeah, you would know much of Australia like the back of your hand.
Oh, the main roads. Newell, Mitchell, Sturt, Cunningham, Murray Valley, Loddon. Know some of the water holes and creeks and that.
Mm. Little spots off the road that others wouldn't see, they're travelling through too quick. You'd know, well, just down there's a nice little place to camp for the night.
people driving don't see a lot. I was walking along the road and there's always some sort of animal suddenly stirring right from the side of the road. A lot of roos and whatever.
Mm. Can I ask you about some of the, I guess, some of the more mundane things with this? What about your health? Do you find you get sick if you, do you...
No, no.
If you need health care, do you, what do you do?
I don't have any health care.
Mm.
I hit the road and there's Medicare and all that care and all that came in well after I was on the road, so I'm missing. No health care number.
So you're not registered in that sense?
No.
So you're obviously not receiving any unemployment benefits or anything like that?
No.
Just looking after yourself?
Just poking along. No big expenses.
What does your family say to you now about your lifestyle? What do they think?
I think they're just happy that I keep in contact. What they might say when I'm not there, you have to ask them.
Yeah, well, I think that applies to most of us, John. You know, you never know what people say about you when you're out of the room. But
no, they're just keen that I don't go do another disappearing act.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, after the Australian story, it's rather a public promise.
Mm.
And I still get a few people who recognise me and when they pull up say, you're still writing to your mum? I can truthfully say, yeah.
Yeah, every month.
Every month.
As you've told us. It's an extraordinary story. It's an extraordinary choice.
Oh, I don't know if it's enough. I'm probably a fatalist, so I don't really choose. I just take as things as they come and make a judgment. Like if I hit a corner, I'll judge where I'm going to turn and see what happens.
Decide on the day, at the moment.
Yeah, like I said, I have an idea I'm heading north and I'll do that. And then when I get as far north as I feel like, I'll turn around and come south again.
Mm.
I just aim small aims, next crest or next corner.
And that's the target at the moment?
Yeah.
All right. That leads nicely into my next question. Because you've said you've got the radio and you take something to read.
Or
pick it up on the roadside.
And op shops can be cheap.
Yeah, true.
Especially with books.
So you're sort of keeping up to date with things that are going on in some regards and you're reading all sorts of different stuff.
If it stays in the news, I'll keep up to date.
Yeah. What do you think about when you're walking? What crosses your mind?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm looking at the roadside and noticing any changes if I've been there before. Something caught me in the eye and something I read or something or twisted over in my mind, I suppose. Sometimes you're just not thinking. It's not so much not thinking, you're not deep in, you're just floating along.
You have something that a lot of people spend hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars trying to achieve by going to classes and all this sort of stuff. It sounds to me very much like you have what people refer to as a quietness of mind.
I'm at peace.
How many more years have you got in you doing this, do you reckon?
As long as the body holds up. That's my name.
Yeah. And you're still going strong, yeah, by the sound of it.
A few aches and pains sometimes.
Mm.
Just walk them out or favour it until you have to favour something else.
That's John Catteray.